This is Whiskey Fire Department. I am Jean Gray.
And I'm Emma Frost.
Our show is about our two favorite subjects, whiskey and fire. Each episode, we will learn about a new whiskey and why we drink the bottle. We will discuss it and fire life.
Because between the two of us, we have 50 years experience living the life of a firefighter. We're hoping we can help some people, laugh with some people, and find humor in everything else.
And make fun of some people. I'm just kidding. We would never do that.
Always be a PC show, and we definitely will contain adult language and content.
Absolutely.
This is episode 2, Jameson Whiskey, and our list of not-so-good first responder TV shows.
You know, that was kind of PC, and we said this wasn't going to be a PC show.
Well,
they fucking suck. Basically, that's what we're coming down to.
All right, go ahead. Not the whiskey.
Not the whiskey.
No. The shows.
The shows.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, but anyways.
Well, okay, for instance, Jameson Whiskey. John Jameson was Scottish.
Isn't that crazy?
This is an Irish whiskey.
I feel like I've been let down a little bit, or like I was...
Delusional.
Delusional.
Given
how is facts. A Scottish guy going to be Irish whiskey?
Mm-hmm. I don't even know.
I did read about it, but I forgot why.
They didn't even spell whiskey the same way.
And they taste different. Is that... Remember that smoky one? I mean, I don't like smoky scotch or whatever. Have you ever had that where it tastes like smoke?
Yeah, a lot of them end in that smoky after taste or whatever. So the second thing I thought was really interesting is that the motto, Semé Meto.
Wow, you did good.
Did I
butchered it when I tried to say it.
It means without fear. That is the motto that's on every Jameson bottle of whiskey.
He should have been a fireman. Yeah, because sometimes...
Maybe he was. Oh, no, what they did was they fought pirates. Like in the 1500s or something.
I think
but
it rather,
was for bravery, so it would apply to firefighters.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, they should have been firefighters. But I guess I'd rather fight fire than fight pirates, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just thinking of Johnny Depp, and he just was so
But that was a movie. This is real shit. This is real life stuff. And they fought real pirates. They probably, when they got
that
caught.
That could be based on, you know.
Do you think?
No.
Yeah, right?
No. Okay, so also until 1968, Jameson whiskey was sold by the cask only.
I'm going to drink to that.
But yeah, me
actually
too.
Actually, it's not a very good thing.
I'm a little
because that means I couldn't buy a bottle of whiskey.
Well, back then they probably...
Just went to the bar and hung out with people.
Exactly.
Their social media. That was their social media.
You weren't really considered... alcoholics drinking at home alone because they didn't sell a bottle.
So they went
to a bar.
And they probably took their kids. Oh. They had a baby.
They had a baby?
They knew what they were doing. They had a baby at a bar. My favorite movie ever. Baby at a bar.
And then in 1988, Jameson Whiskey brand was bought by a French liquor company.
Woo, woo, woo. Wee, wee, wee.
Pernod?
French fries.
I do not know any French. That is the extent of your French, you're really screwed.
Ooh la la.
That's about
Por favor. Is that French?
Of course it is.
Obviously do not know French.
Obviously. Do you have a French kiss?
Well,
that's French.
Yeah, I guess I do.
I hope you do, your poor husband, if you don't.
No, I do. I know how to do a
Are
lot.
Are you sure?
I know how to do a lot of things. That's why I'm married. That's how I got him. Don't listen to this.
Because in our previous episode, you discovered that he was younger. So she had to do French maid, French kiss, you know, I don't know, a couple things French.
We're going to stop that right now because I just... Okay, so what I've got is 90% of Jameson production is... exported. That is a huge number.
Really? 90%?
So only 10% means that the
Irish people that are drunk.
Ireland. Well, they're drinking Guinness.
Oh.
They're only doing little shots of whiskey.
Oh. Okay.
They know how.
Right,
listen, I've been to Ireland a lot. They know what they're doing. This is how the day goes with them. I mean, in those little pubs. And they're awesome. Like everyone goes there, the whole families and stuff. But they'll show up. Go there and have a couple of Guinnesses. maybe either depending if you're a whiskey person or if you're a cider person, you'll do a shot of whiskey to clear the palate of your mm-hmm. Guinness or a cider, which I love the cider, I love both. And I would, you know, and then you do that and then you go back to your Guinness, which is amazing. Their Guinness there is nothing like our Guinness here. Hmm. I can't even drink. You have to go to a true Irish pub here to drink a Guinness.
How about like a black and tan?
They do black and tans there. Yeah. But they're really about their Guinness and how it's poured. It's a very slow pour.
Guinness is just so filling.
It's not that filling.
It is filling.
When was the last time you've had one?
A long time because it was so filling.
It's not that filling.
I like to be able to drink, you know, quite a bit.
Well, you do a Guinness and then you do a cup, then you do whiskey and then you go back to a nice, delicious Guinness. Hmm. When you're in Ireland, trust me, you're going, they make you do it anyways.
When in Rome?
When in Rome, you just do what they do. Yeah. Plus, I was biking all day. I was doing a bike tour.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there you go. So,
but that is still amazing. It's only 9% everywhere else. And I'm sure it's all in my soda. Because my next little fact is the world's biggest server of Jameson used to be a bar in freaking Minnesota. Do I sound like that? In Minnesota? How do they do that? Is that the accent? You could do it. You're from up there.
I'm not from Minnesota.
Well, you're up from north.
You mean like Fargo?
Like Fargo? No, I can't do it. I'm so south. I'm southern.
Yeah.
But you're from like Chicago area, aren't you?
Well, Midwest.
So that's Chicago, whatever.
No, it's not Chicago.
It is. It's near there. How far?
Don't lump us all together?
I'm going to lump you together.
You could lump yourself.
I'm nowhere near there. I'm born in Tampa. I'm not, but never worked around there at all. What? I didn't.
Those tampanians, tampons, whatever.
I would never work for a tampon.
What do they call? Yeah, tampon.
Anyways. Okay, so my next one is, in 1970, Jameson was only whiskey in Ireland. So that's all they had, and they had no other choice. I could do that.
Jameson.
I could do that.
Yeah, I could survive on that.
No, I mean, yeah. Once I love something like vodka, I usually just do either
a bottle?
Walmart Sam's brand.
Oh, my God. That's like alcoholic version there.
No, no, they put it in a Grey Goose bottle.
Just drink. What?
Yeah, they do. They put it in a Grey Goose. So you're thinking you're drinking Grey Goose, which I love Grey Goose. That's what
I
love.
Grey Goose too.
But I'm on a firefighter retired.
Huh.
That's not the same thing?
No, that's not the same
they
thing.
They get like, me all on advertising.
Mouthwash.
They got me because it was
just
cheaper.
Like mouthwash.
It is not. You drank it the other day. Didn't even know it.
What?
Did you have it at my retirement party? Did you have any vodka?
No, I drank freaking Jack Daniels and
that's all I drank
other
too.
Whiskey I bought you.
But
Teeling.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah,
that'll be another episode. But no, yeah, all the bottles I got. They look like Grey Goose, and if y'all were drunk, if you were drunk, you thought it was Grey Goose.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What?
People, you were all duped.
They probably couldn't tell because it is
delicious. Well, they're probably
drunk. Sam's Club's rich. They probably spend a lot of money making it.
Really? You think?
No.
You think so? I don't think so either.
I think so. I'm in denial.
You are. So let's learn something else about
Jameson. Okay, put me back on track. Thank you. Hey. Guess what Lady Gaga loves?
Men? Women.
Well, I don't know. I think that's up in the air. Pretty sure she likes men. She was married to that fireman on that paid actor fireman that's not really far from Chicago. He is pretty hot. Chicago.
Yeah, he was pretty hot.
Yeah, he's hot. I don't blame her for that.
Were they married or just engaged?
No, they were married.
Were they married?
Oh, no, they were married. So she really wasn't married to a fireman, but he was an actor. But she loves him, Jameson. So she's a good singer and all that.
Oh, very good.
Very, very impressed. Yet talented. I mean, I can't sing like that.
Very talented. No, you cannot sing like that. Or move like that or dance like
that.
But, you know.
She loves Jameson. She can't get, what I read, quote, unquote, she can't get enough of it.
Like women.
You know all those stars. They all dig on the other side.
Is there anything else about Jameson we'd love to know?
I think we should do a fun fact shot.
Oh, yay. No. So every episode we do a fun fact
shot, and we hope you will do a shot with us because we need y'all to drink with us because this is new and it's kind of fun. Everyone kind of being a little buzzed with us because they'll
be happy about learning the stuff
and might like our show better.
Oh, that is always a bonus.
It is a bonus. Drink when you're watching the show.
Cheers. Okay. This is to our
We're going to do the facts. Shot first, and then, right? Or do you want to do the fun fact first?
Fun fact first.
Okay. The barrels that are made for Jameson, guess where they're made? In the freaking U.S. of A.
No.
Yeah. Isn't that pretty awesome?
Really?
In Kentucky area.
Well,
yeah. And they're in there. I guess once they put them in those barrels, too, they're in there for like 9 years. I did not know that.
Oh, wow.
It gives them that smoky.
Do they char the inside? I guess,
yeah, they do that. They do some kind of charring.
Smoky flavor.
And then once again, we're going to fire. Obviously, our first love, fire.
Well, that's probably why we like whiskey, because it's all related.
About related.
All related.
I don't know if that means an about related, but it didn't. But a related.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, we got to make sure you hear the clinging. There you go. Oh, you see, this one's... I do that shot better than I did the other one.
Not me.
Oh, I'm a Jameson girl.
You were just not as vocal. Jean, in our previous episode, was extremely vocal every time she would do a shot.
Well, because I'm not great at shots. I never have been. Remember that time we're at that bar and we're doing tequila shots? You almost got us in a fight.
That does not narrow it down at all.
We were at that Irish pub. And remember we almost got in that fight with that girl? Because we were doing shots.
Is this when I poured a beer over your sister's head?
No, that wasn't that time. It was another time. This girl was saying something to you and you're like, stop talking to us. I don't know. All I know is we were almost in a fight with her. And I was like, we can't be doing this, Emma. Not right now. And you were just like, and that girl wanted to beat your butt. I think you were in her space.
Oh, no, no. She probably bumped into me. That's while we what were it was.
No,
you're right. Or something.
No, we
if
were
I'm
up at the bar.
Mistaken.
She bounced. She hit you at the bar and you were telling me this was your space and to get away from her. And I'm
so
like,
I
why?
I was doing nothing wrong.
You've been doing tequila shots. That's what your wrong was. And then you got mad at her for hitting you.
She got in my space and bumped into me.
All you gotta do is say, excuse me. That's what I do when people bug
tequila
me.
Tequila just gives you bigger muscles.
No, you bigger balls. And you don't even have balls.
Yeah, bigger balls
and
too. Yeah.
They gave you some balls that day. And I was like, I am not getting a fight.
Because
if we get in a fight, we got arrested. And next thing you know, we'd be in trouble with the fire department. Can't do that crap. Anyways. I was always said, and you did. When you did tequila, you had balls.
When I drank, when I got
that's
drunk
why
at
we
all,
do.
We got balls.
Yeah, that is true. Whiskey, you weren't as bad on.
I don't know. That's
tequila, you were the worst. That's why we don't drink tequila. We do not drink tequila, do we? Okay. Well,
I might still drink.
Not
tequila.
Around me.
Just not at a bar in public.
All right. In a bar in public because we're older now, right? Because that was only 2 years ago.
God, it better have been longer than that.
Okay, so we done with our whiskey fun facts?
We are.
Okay. Okay, so now we're going on to our fire department side, and that is talking about some of the worst TV shows ever written for first responders. When we say first responders, it's because, you know, fire, EMS, police, dispatchers, I think we're all kind of together.
Yeah.
And military.
Yeah,
military. Too. I mean,
I think that the shows that we're focusing on really... have the fire department.
Yeah,
so.
It is.
And really, there's kind of a long list. We just narrowed it
we
down.
We narrowed
to
it
two.
Down to just because it's in our brain right now and I can't deal.
They're kind of new right
They're
now.
New, and
so.
It's like the first, it's the first episodes. It's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? There's so much interesting, you know.
It
like,
just dawned on us where we happen to force ourselves to watch these.
Yes.
And just realize how atrocious they
Because there
really
are some good ones. Rescue
yeah.
Me,
yeah.
by far, nailed it.
Well, Dennis Leary is
Dennis
just, Leary's you know,
so hilarious.
Fabulous.
And
He's
it does get us on a
guy.
Whole. And it was all about station life. And mm-hmm. we go on calls and do the right thing about representing us.
Yeah.
And I get it. You know, cop shows, I'm sure they go way out of bounds. But... the ones they do with us is so crazy.
Yes.
I'm
yes.
like, are you
For instance.
Kidding me? For instance, I'm going to start with Station 19.
Okay.
Yes. This show, TV show, Station 19, mm-hmm. episode 1. I mean, I swear, we are in it for the first 4 minutes. I have a problem
no,
with it.
No, the first 4 minutes?
4 minutes. And I'm actually one of those people who give a lot of creativity you know, leeway.
You're open-minded.
I'm open-minded.
To new shows.
First, they're scared of the fire pole.
Huh?
Yeah. They were talking about, look at the fire pole. There's some reasons why. This girl's narrating going, oh, the fire pole, you know, I don't even use it because if you don't hold on to it tight enough, you don't go anywhere. If you don't, then if you too much, she says something. But I'm like, are you kidding me? I've had a fire pole in like half of my stations growing up on the department, and I love that damn thing. It was the fastest way
you
to
like
get
the pole.
I love the pole.
She loves the pole.
I am obviously like poles.
Sorry, that's what I got out of that.
But yes.
You like the pole.
I like the pole. Okay. I like the long
sleeves. Well, and I also have to preface that I didn't watch these shows. I wanted to hear Jean's perspective on the show.
She did not watch
Station
19.
I did not watch the shows. And I'm very intrigued.
Yes.
I like the poles too, so go on,
they
please.
She's not using the pole.
She's not. Well, okay. Go on.
Anyways, but that's here and there. I'm just like, I don't understand why that's even a thing that they would put in. As first 2 minutes, they talk about this fire pole. And I'm like,
if you're scared of a pole.
Every firefighter in the history of the world uses the pole if it's access to it. Especially the station I was at for the longest time, it was three stories. I'm not going to use the elevator or the stairs.
Well, no, because you can wait forever.
Wait forever.
Yeah.
I mean, you can. Maybe it's 2 a.m. I'm so tired. I'm on my 8th call. I don't know. Or, you know, after not 4 a.m. I'm on like 4th or 5th call and I'm tired. At that point, I'm not in such a hurry to go to a medical call.
Yeah.
I might use it. But most of the time, especially a fire, it is the fire pole because the
you
fastest I'm dressed, the first I'm there, I'm going to be first on scene.
The only time you're quicker is when the guys want to get to a strip club for a call. Just saying.
Oh. And where I was assigned when I was a rookie,
me too.
Sensations?
Yeah.
Yes. I never. Yeah. They were faster there than a fire.
Yes.
Than a fire.
Yes. And they're so fast to a fire. We have to preface that. Well.
Yes.
Disclaimer: they're fast to all calls. But
they're just faster at some.
They're a little faster to
and
some.
And there's the top two: one, stripper, anything.
Yeah.
And two, fires.
Yes. Yeah. So okay, back to the show.
Mm-hmm. So that was my first thing. I was like, why are we messing with the fire pole and talking negative about it? Whatever.
Don't talk
negative about the pole. Okay, so then the very beginning is about the fire pole and them going to a fire right off the bat. I just have this is a pet peeve of mine of them showing on TV that firefighters are in, especially right after the fire's out, the first thing they're doing is pulling off their fire mask. Yes. And doing overhaul.
Overhaul.
No. Seriously. Mask. No. I don't care any world you're in.
Nope, not today.
Not today. And it's been that way forever.
Yeah. Well, no. They used to do it all the time.
No. Not for, I mean, last 10 years.
Yeah, last 10 years.
15 years. When I got on, they made me do it. Some of the old guys weren't doing it, but any new recruits from me on have been doing it.
Yeah.
And cancer. The cancer is so prevalent now in our service.
So they were showing them doing overhaul?
Yes. Just not even overhaul. Once they knew the fire, not even doing overhaul, really.
Okay,
they hadn't even got to overhaul. They weren't even getting their tools for over. They were in it after the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the fire's out. Pulling their mask off.
Well, at least they had their mask on. A lot of the shows that are
and they're
still
not even sure the fire is out at that point either. Okay. I have a problem. And I know that's being a little technical, but I have it just.
Yeah.
If you
does
want
argue.
The fire service the behind you, Station 19, you need to at least
be real. Be real.
All right. Another thing. Daughter and dad working at the same firehouse. He's the captain. She's like the, and there is Seattle. So I don't know how their rank structure met, but he's like the captain. She's like the driver engineer. I'm assuming it's more. Mm. She's called something else, but she's one of the in charge people. So
at his station,
he might even be like a chief in our department. I don't know, but they're at the same fire station. I'm thinking he's more the chief. She's like a low ranking captain or something.
But
I don't know.
At the same firehouse.
Same firehouse.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. So they go into a fire, and he ends up having a fire, heart attack in the fire.
So, which is exactly the reason you don't have
you don't
a
want to lose family
at the same station.
This gets really, really good. So they end up having, he ends up having a heart attack in this, like, seven-story high rise. So one of the other fire loses him. They find him, and they all get together. Her dad's unconscious. And two other firefighters, now they're caught in this fire. Only way out is through a window. So they sigh. This is what, how do they escape this? How do you think? I mean, you being a firefighter for 20-something years, How do you think they escape this fire? They're surrounded, and they have a window, and that's it.
Do they throw her dad's lifeless body out the window?
No, they don't.
Are you sure?
No, well, they do. They actually do. Because this is normal. So
they take.
They don't say
first.
Anything. They don't even say how what's going to happen on the ground. So they're so they all take their helmets off. They have everything else on.
Yes.
They don't have any rope on them. So I'm thinking. Oh. I know there's no rope, so they're not rappelling. So I'm thinking rappel off. You know, because that's what we're taught to rappel down to the next floor or two, right? Nope.
Yeah.
No. So where would you think you would go with this? Let me tell you. Somehow, and they never talk to the people down below. Apparently, they have access, which I've never have seen, except for back in the 50s or 60s, they might have had this. Those blow-up things that, you know, you jump.
Stop it.
I swear.
No. A neighbor kid brought over a trampoline.
No. With those blow-up things they used to use back in the 70s, they don't use
you
anymore.
Mean, they lift the thing you lift cars up with?
Those things that they jump on, it's like a... So blow up, yeah, right? I
don't know. Oh, stunt people use those.
Yes, the stunt person uses. Yes, they must have borrowed it from the stunt people.
They did. They were doing one scene in one.
So all of a sudden you hear them go. So everyone's down there looking at all this fire coming out. And you see it all, and all of a sudden you hear them go. They screen into the fire. And they're like, okay, y'all all ready? So everyone has their stuff and they're holding the unconscious dad chief. And then next thing they know, they're like, okay, let's go. And then now you're looking down the ground. You're down with them, all the you know, driver engineers, I guess that's what they are, because they totally do a different rank than we do. And you're all staring, going, oh, my God, what's going to happen? And all of a sudden, you hear this big blowout, them jumping, and right behind them is this big blast of fire, and it comes, and they're all jumping. And they don't show that there's that balloon thing on the, whatever that, what are they called?
I don't know, the stunt pillow?
Stunt pillow. So next thing you see them all jumping out and then air packs.
Nope.
Oh, no one injured with all that on. What the F-U-C-K? And they all jump. And, okay, of course, they're all okay. The dad's unconscious because, of course, you know, he had a heart attack. But the three of them just walk off like nothing ever happened. Four stories up. They probably would have broke their bat anyways.
Yeah. I mean, we had a guy who... couldn't see in front of his face, and he went out of a second-story window at a hospital.
Great guy, yep.
Yeah, awesome guy, but he got hurt, and that was only like a story or two up. I mean, you know.
Yeah. So that was...
He had an air pack and
so that's what they do.
On.
This is only 10 minutes into this movie.
Oh, that's
I'm like,
funny.
Are you kidding me? Oh, this is wrong. I'm only going to do one more because there's so much to talk about, obviously. Okay, so then that girl that I'm talking about, that her dad's there, and then the guy that lost... the chief, and they're searching for stuff. Why that chief's in there? Whatever. They call him a captain, but apparently he's the chief of
and
the fire station.
And our chief would be outside of the fire, by the way.
He should be out there, you know, doing, you know, controlling the whole command structure. But anyway, so find out later, they get back yelling at each other, and two of them have been doing it for like a couple of months, going after it at the fire station, and no one knows.
What?
And they've been having sex in the bunker room with all the bunker gear. Now... tell me what you think's wrong about that.
Okay.
About that, tell me.
First of all,
Emma,
there is no way that none of them know what's going
they
on.
They were all surprised when we found out in episode 3. They were like, what? I'm like, seriously, nothing.
Because if they didn't even know that it was going on, they would just make shit up that it was going on.
Yep.
Two single people at a station, I don't know, they just make the shit up. But there's no way they can hide all that.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. I was in, like...
And that is so wrong to be doing it at the station all over the place.
Like, I know the best is this one girl, once they found out, she's like, holding her stuff. She's like, oh, is it on mine? And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, I'd wonder. I mean, because y'all were doing it in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
Thought that was all interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. I was not impressed.
Well, they just try to over-sexualize the whole thing to make
don't
it
get me
attractive.
Wrong. Don't get me wrong. There is some good stuff, but they don't have to go make up the crap. Not saying it didn't happen with other people. Maybe in other departments it happened. And maybe in our department.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? Well, we heard.
Host hour.
We've heard many a story, but you know, you have to take a
moment. No, I think about it. It all could have happened. It was a great show.
Exactly. This shit could have been real.
The more I'm talking to you, I'm like, damn it, it's all true. Love this show.
Yeah. You know, because everything a fireman says is true.
It is true.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Well, it's time for our fire department fun fact.
Whoop, whoop.
And as you know, with our fun facts, we do a shot. With the knowledge that you gained from our facts.
It's so awesome.
Yes.
You know, I feel like we're giving back to society right now.
We are so giving back. So this for this fun fact, it was pretty fun because we're women in the fire service. Mm-hmm. And there was a woman named Molly Williams. And she was the first recorded woman to serve as a firefighter.
Go, Molly!
Official capacity.
Yep.
She was also the first African-American as well. She was in New York City in 1815.
That is so badass.
I know.
So badass.
Unfortunately, she was a slave to Benjamin Amon, who was with the Oceanus Engine Company number 11. But that's all changed. And still today, only 5% of women account for the number of people in the fire service.
Do you know how special we are? I wonder how much it was.
I know how special we are.
Like in 91, I wonder when I got hired, what it was then. Probably 1%, huh? Because I know.
It might have been a little more, but still, it's only
5%
today.
I know, when I got
today,
hired,
so
there's only like 10 of us on the job. And that was 500 people.
Yeah. Yeah, you are so special.
I'm just saying, it was just weird. Think about that. I didn't think that. I just thought of myself as a firefighter. I didn't think of a male or female.
So cheers to Molly.
Whoop whoop, Molly. Badass. That was Emma. Could have been me.
We all know it was Eugene.
Well, you know. Gotta choke it down.
I heard that somewhere. I don't know what you're talking about. You probably had a French maid outfit on or something.
And something like that.
Okay. I need some water.
What? Water? Jameson is what? I'm just kidding. You do need some water. Water is okay to drink if you're drinking, you know, whiskey.
So, the shows I watched, well, the show I watched for this is the show called 911. It is a new show this year, and I normally don't watch shows like this because
I know
just
you don't.
Know.
I made you. I made you watch it.
She made me watch it.
It was hard for me to watch
I usually I find it. Myself so disappointed I can't even bring myself to watch these, but you forced me.
Well, because it was for our show, because I told you how horrible it was.
Okay, so, and again, I was extremely disappointed in what I found. First of all, I do have to say that they did handle their medical calls appropriately.
Yes, I was impressed with how they handled their calls.
Yeah, I mean, that actually was kind of realistic. You know, they did CPR correctly. They just handled the whole scene correctly.
Medical calls. Spot on.
Yes, yeah. Now, what I did have a problem with was even starting with the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy, let's call him the sex addict.
That's what he was called on the show.
He was the sex addict. It shows him racing to a call, and you think, well, he's racing lights and sirens, and you think he's headed to a call. No.
I mean, he's going two wheels, or not two wheels, like six, seven wheels on the side, you know, of a ladder truck.
Yes. And you see him following the GPS thing, and you think, you know, hey, he's going to a fire. Jesus Christ, he's driving that fast, that hard, he's going to a fire. Where else would you be going? Oh, fuck no. He's going to a booty call.
A booty call. Well, he's chasing a girl on a GPS.
Yeah, and he said, you said if I made it in 5 minutes.
And then they have sex in the...
in the truck.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, he's running lights and sirens by himself.
That never happens.
On duty. In a vehicle.
Mine's
and then
has
like, sex.
It could happen in a vehicle if you're a chief and you're the only person in it. But this is a ladder truck.
Yes,
this is a four to five company truck.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, I don't know, $750,000 vehicle and you're just going to fuck in it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I had a problem with that. Yeah.
I'm kind of jealous. Off the bat.
Well, no. Why just can't kidding. They all be like that, right? No.
I'm not jealous. That is not happening.
We may not be married right now if that was the case, but you know. So they make it out like the captain is an alcoholic and this is a sex
that does
addict.
Happen.
And then there's a guy who can't tell the truth about his life. And I don't know. It's just
the very
whack.
Beginning, they make everyone have every single person have like,
a problem.
So many
an
issues.
Issue. Yeah.
And the reality is, yes, there are people on the job that have issues, but really,
like there's people in the world.
Yeah, but not people. Every station. Every single one in that station has like this, like
right.
I mean, I get it's a drama, but why can't you? It's so much fun just our relationship of us being friends and the stuff that happens. You don't have to have it. We're all like screwed up.
Yeah.
No.
So that was the pilot. I mean,
I've had some people on my crew that have been kind of crazy.
Yeah, we have.
No, I'd be me.
We do have a few loons.
It's not saying that at all. We
but
don't want to go.
Let's throw the disclaimer in there that every profession has its loons.
Yeah, but first episode, first 20 minutes, it makes everyone look like they're psychotic and they're having sex in the fire truck.
Now you're just
build
attracting.
A relationship with us as viewers before you let them do all that. Where we support it and we're like, yeah, go have sex in that truck. They do it the first. I don't even know this guy. I'm like, I hate him already because as a firefighter,
he was cute.
But me being a captain, I'm
it
like,
it made me hate it right off the bat.
I'm like, I don't like what you're doing.
But your regular public, they might have liked it. They might have liked the drama in it. I don't know.
I guess you're right. Yeah. Maybe they're going after regular people.
They also had like a snake around a patient's neck, a boa constrictor that was like all strangling the patient. And the sex addict says, I'm just going to punch it in the face. Really?
Really? That really. Does not happen.
Yeah. By the way, he ends up banging her.
Yeah.
In the truck later.
In the fire truck.
In the fire truck, yeah.
Because that's what happens.
He puts the ladder up on the fire truck and gets to her.
Is he by himself on that truck?
Yes, he is.
How's he alone on that truck again?
Well, the captain decides to not. I don't even know.
He's already the same captain that let him go away with that other truck to go have sex.
Yeah.
That's a bad
lets
captain.
Lets him get away with it in the first place and tells him, don't do it again. You're a good guy. And then does it again. And he says, so he gets written up. And then he fires him after this episode.
So he fires him, not HR?
Yeah,
not that does
HR.
Not happen ever.
Not the chief.
Hey, if I could. Okay,
the captain
side
of the
note.
Station.
Side note. I was a captain for a long time. There are so many people I wanted to fire. Why can I not have that power? Do you know how better this department
I will
would be?
I W that power.
Like a knight.
Yeah.
I wish I had that power. I could have totally, totally fired so many people.
Yeah.
I'm already, look at me. Jedi mind power.
I know
you're a three or four.
I know who she's going to fire. He fires the guy. On his own. And then later on, he rehires the guy on his own.
Like, that's
it. You don't need any paperwork.
Is there HR involved in this? Because nowadays.
No.
Side note, all HRs run every fire department, but maybe
every
one.
Every one. Well, what one?
Oh, but
I know
one.
What one.
No, you
I know what one.
We talked about it the other night.
So, yeah.
But other than that one. And I will, y'all can message us and I'll tell you which one and if y'all want to get hired. But anyway.
Yeah. So they have that going on. And then they have like, they're all on scene and he's answering his phone for booty calls. Well, from his booty call bitch. But she calls.
Well, why? He's going to
answer it.
Because
it's it's a plane crash, mass casualty, bodies everywhere.
So, but you know what?
Answer the phone.
Obviously, he answers the phone. You know why?
And then talks for a while.
Because he doesn't think with his brain.
He
I work
with his dick
every time.
Well, that kind of is true.
It is true. I'm going to give him that.
That kind of is true.
Yeah, it is. It's just what they do.
It is kind of what they do. So, does that mean the show's realistic?
I think they have
No, it's not
realistic because he'd get in trouble. I know for one fact, a couple fire departments around this area would be like, no, that's not going to happen. But
yeah,
maybe in L.A. That is LA Fire Department. Yeah. LA probably allows that.
You think? I don't think so either.
I don't think LA allows it either.
So that was my take on 911. Just, I watched 3, 4, 5 episodes. I just think it was just not realistic.
I watched, because I watched the first 2 episodes and then I couldn't do it, but I went to the very couple last ones. I think they've.
That's cheating.
Well, I just wanted to see if they tightened it in a little bit.
No, that's cheating.
It was cheating.
It's like they had the last chapter of a book.
I'm gonna have to say about this one call. It's funny. It's crap because you know it's happened. I do think it's a drama, and you're gonna put stuff out there that's kind of crazy. But this one, okay, so they go to this guy who eats a lot of sushi, and he's having this like really bad stomach ache.
Oh God!
Did you see this?
No, I did not.
So it was supposed to be on the full moon. I think it's a full moon night where they got all kinds of weird calls because it's all weird call night.
Yeah.
And for this one station to get all these weird calls and whatnot, and they went off the chart. I mean, that doesn't happen. I know I've seen some weird calls on full moon nights.
Usually babies being delivered.
Yeah. They did do that. They did that.
Oh.
But like a couple calls later, that this weird one. But it's usually one call every few months on a full moon, right? Most full moons don't have like a lot. They did. It was crazy. All these different things that happened in the city of LA that night. But this one was pretty funny. So he was having these stomach aches. So they're interviewing him, doing the right thing, and they're saying, I thought it was a kidney stone, but then it was a little bit different. Just some of the different stuff he was saying. I mean, I'm like, well, maybe it's not a kidney stone. And then all of a sudden, you see something moving. And they're in the.
Oh, God.
It's a guy. I know, right? He is so disgusting. So they're in the truck, and they're in the back of the rescue car, and the sheet's there, and he says,
no,
sheet
stop
moving.
It! Stop it!
Where do you think it's going?
Oh, God, I know where it's going.
I know! So obviously you see this thing, like, moving like a snake. It's a, out of a butt, is one
out
of those.
Of his butt, yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those worms from eating too much sushi, you know, that vegetarian that grows, the worms grow in your butt.
Tapeworm.
It was huge, and it's going out. And of course, the captain, which would be me, calling rank, telling the rookie firefighter, you know, the asshole guy.
The sex addict.
Made him pull out. And he's fine with it. He's like, oh, look at this.
Oh,
it's pulling
look,
it out.
To play with.
Yeah. He's pulling it out. And it's like, and the captain, just like I would be like, oh, my God. Thank God I'm not the rookie here.
Oh, yeah.
Pulled out. And then he puts it in. And I have to admit, this part was funny. He puts it in a bag once it's all out. And he goes, hey, it's a boy.
Oh, my God. That's gross.
It was so disgusting. It was big, thick, like, but that stuff does happen, so that was kind of true.
Well, tapeworms happen. Usually they make you skinny, and there's a positive point.
Well, he was skinny. He was in shape. Yeah. Yeah. He looked pretty good for a, you know, a...
It got you a tapeworm coming out of his ass.
Okay, I think we're done with episode 2. We finally made it through it.
Woo!
Woo! Episode 3 is going to be Battle Hill and the Rookie Year.
Join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, I hope so. It will be. All right, see you next week.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.